scoops on the brain. Your skin weighs about twice as much as your brain. About 75% of the brain is made up of water. Your brain stops growing until you're 18, but it keeps developing until you're in your late 40s. And for most people, the smell of chocolate creates brain waves, which causes relaxation.
Ooh. Great, give her a clap. Very interesting scoop. All right, any comments or questions about that?
Does the brain react to anything else?
I'm not sure, because some people, maybe from perfumes, get sort of dizzy, so maybe that would sense some brain waves as well.
If chocolate does it, what might be some other types of foods that do that, perhaps? If you can think of anything that's linked, you can choose, people, Tatum.
Cake.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, maybe one more.
This is about the chocolate. I don't reckon chocolate relaxes me.
Some people find it makes them, well, it gives you a bit of a sugar hit, doesn't it? So sometimes it makes people feel a bit hyperactive. Yeah. All right. Any other comments or questions about it, about the brain? Does anyone know about whether, this is interesting, about any pain associated with the brain? If you have, if you'd like to share something with us.
What happens to your brain when you get a brain freeze?
Have you got an answer? We don't know. What's a brain freeze? Do you want to explain?
It hurts your brain when you have something really cold. It hurts your brain when you drink something really cold.
You know. All right, Jordan?
Because
I don't.
When your brain gets cold, it contracts and shrivels up, so it hurt. And when it gets really hot, it expands.
That would make sense. So that's why you get that little sort of... Yeah, you sort of get a pain there, don't you? When you have really cold ice cream or really, really cold water and you have it too quick, you get that sort of pain in your head, yeah. Does anyone know that the brain doesn't have nerve endings? So if you... I'm not trying to sound a bit yuck here, but if you're having an operation and on your brain and you happen to wake up, which never happens anyway, but you wouldn't feel it because the brain doesn't have nerve endings. Now, if we cut ourselves on our arm, like fall over or graze, we feel that pain because we have nerve endings and things, but the brain doesn't. So the brain doesn't actually feel pain. It doesn't send a message to you, okay?
If someone cut that, you wouldn't feel it.
Well, yes, you would, because you've got nerve endings like... You know, if you like when you hit your head, it hurts, doesn't it?
Brain surgery. You're awake.
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I know that apparently the brain doesn't sort of feel pain. Okay? I hope doctors don't listen to this. They'll be laughing at me, but that is the truth. All right, we'll have two more comments.
Do you know why chocolate relaxes people?
I'm not sure. It's just when you smell, it just creates brainwaves, I think. I'm not sure.
Jordan, last one.
There's this kind of liquid around the brain, and it stings when you touch it. That's what pains the brain.
If you think the human brain is probably one of the most amazing organisms that there is, it's just amazing to think. Because if you think what it does, it really is amazing. All right, let's give Tatum one big clap.